welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. There is no easy way to start our first podcast since the tragedy in Saskatchewan that has claimed the lives of 16 members of the Humboldt Broncos. We put the podcast on pause for a week, but pick up here by addressing the issue with both of our guests today. And of course, it is the start of the Fred Page Cup BCHL finals tonight. There will be a pregame ceremony as our hockey community pays its respects. Our first guest in today's show plays an important role at a time like we're experiencing right now. West Kelowna Warriors chaplain Don Richmond is the director of the BCHL's chaplaincy program and will be in Wenatchee for the finals, as well as in Prince George when the series shifts to that city. Don's name is familiar to anyone in the BCHL, but his work is not likely well known outside the league. We started our discussion with just what his role is and moved on to the topic of Humboldt and how he and those he's worked with are coping in the days that have followed.
Well, the role of a chapel program, and oftentimes many people wouldn't even know about it, but most teams now have chapel programs, which, let's say, 20 years ago, Brent, they wouldn't have had. So it's grown and grown until it's pretty common for most teams. In fact, every team in the British Columbia Hockey League has a chapel program, and the role of a chaplain is basically to provide a resource of encouragement and counsel and support, spiritual direction. Basically trying to keep players grounded when it comes to being away from home. A lot of these young players are, they're rock stars in their little towns, and things can kind of get out of control, and they have all kinds of issues that all teenagers, well, everyone has, but especially teenagers that don't necessarily have all the maturity to handle it. They have to deal with girls, they have to deal with alcohol, they have to deal with parties, they have to deal with trying to deal with the pressures of playing the game they love, and that's not easy because they all want ice time and they all want to impress the coach and they all want to get on the power play and all those kind of things, and so they have a lot of pressures, and so the chaplain can deal with a lot of those things that frankly I think it's a real resource and a help to a coach if a chaplain is utilized like that as well.
Now, of course, with the tragedy that took place in Saskatchewan last Friday night, the role of a chaplain, I think, really comes to the forefront. And I wanted to hear about your experiences in the week and the days really that have followed since what happened last Friday in Saskatchewan, some of the experiences you've gone through and what you've been able to offer people that you've been in touch with.
Well, it's been an extraordinary week, and it's been absolutely heartbreaking and gut-wrenching. It has, and that's no different for chaplains. I'm a guy who has a firm belief in God, and I'm a Christian guy, and I take that seriously every day. But Brent, I'll tell you, this has just been just ripping hearts, and I can't imagine the grief for families who don't have sons and brothers, and the Humboldt coach's wife doesn't have a husband that is going to come home, and it just goes on, and the ripple effects goes on. And so this has been a devastating week, but I will continue to trust and pray, and I will be there as a resource. I had a young fella, one of the ex-Warriors, who's also had spent some time in the Western League, came and contacted me and landed in Kelowna, and then at the airport, and I went and met him, and he was on his way to Saskatoon and going to make his way to the vigil. I believe it was on a Saturday night in Humboldt at the Elgar Peterson Arena there, and so he wanted to meet me, and so I met him there, and we chatted, and we said a prayer together, and there have been people that have been reaching out and connecting with me on Instagram. That's just the medium for especially younger people and these players. So it's either Facebook or especially Instagram and those kind of things where they get a hold and they begin to just let you know that they appreciate what you do and they're leaning on you for support and prayers. And so that's been going on all week. And, you know, there's many memorials and moments of silence and prayers that are scheduled in the next week that, you know, people all over are planning, whether it's hockey clubs or just communities. And so chapels are part of that as well. And so my plate has been full, and my week has just been a real blur.
We're talking with Don Richmond, who's the chaplain for the West Kelowna Warriors, but also heads the chaplaincy program for the entire BC Hockey League. And Don, what do you say to people that come to you? Everyone is, you know, I think wanting to do something to try and make as big an impact as they can to help, to ease the pain. But there's probably also a bit of a feeling of helplessness. We are a long ways away from Humboldt, Saskatchewan. And what have you been saying to people, or what can you offer in terms of what is something that's effective that people can do to that want to make a difference?
You know, Brent, I got to tell you this. You know, again, as a guy who's a chaplain, a Christian guy, you know, there's no real answer to the big questions of why. And if we go into the why questions too much, we're going to end up just absolutely driving ourselves crazy. I think what people really want and they need is just someone to be with them, someone to stand beside them, not to give them all the answers, because platitudes don't work at the best of times, and they certainly don't work at the worst of times. And these are some of the very, very worst of times. And so, you know, people don't just want to have all the perfect little right answers, you know, everything neatly in a box. They just want someone to stand with them, put their hand on their shoulder, maybe cry with them. And you know what? I have no problem as a chaplain who has a real solid faith in God to say, I don't know. And I think that is better than trying to give people all the right answers. So for the most part, I think that people just need to have someone stand with them and maybe even shed a tear with them and hold their hand and maybe say a prayer and just leave it. You can't fix it, and you can't somehow explain it fully that would make sense.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time and offering these words of strength. I want to finish up with a couple of questions more specific to the BCHL. You're going to be down in Wenatchee for the start of the BCHL finals for Game 1, and possibly going to Prince George as well for the latter part of the series. What do you envision your role being in that situation?
Well, I've been in contact with Commissioner John Grisdale in the last 3 or 4 days here off and on, and we're just kind of trying to flesh this out. But the way it looks as though Friday night for the opening of the BC Hockey League the Fred Page Cup Finals in Wenatchee, that I'll be down in Wenatchee. They have a fabulous chaplain there. His name is Don Myers, and he's just a great guy. And I know Don. I know all the chaplains because I coordinate the program throughout the league, and Don's just a great guy. And so I think what's going to happen is we'll have we're just putting the final touches on a memorial, a moment of silence, and perhaps a prayer. So I will be there to just assist in any way possible. You know, during these times, it's not about us. It's not about what we can, you know, all the stuff like that. It's really about the grieving families and helping people in arenas that are showing up to watch an exciting game, and yet their hearts are breaking. And so we want to be able to do that in Wenatchee. And then possibly, I think it's on the Monday night game three in Prince George. We're looking at doing something similar.
That's Don Richmond, the chaplain of the West Kelowna Warriors and director of the BCHL's chaplaincy program. Quickly, a look now at the BCHL Player of the Week, and this time it's Prince George Spruce Kings goalie Evan DeBrower. The Blenheim, Ontario native posted 2 wins last week as he helped the Spruce Kings get past the Powell River Kings in the semifinals. The 6'1", 200-pound netminer made 114 saves on 122 shots in 3 games and earned 2 Game Star nods. In our final interview segment, we hear from a league alum just coming off a successful freshman season at the University of North Dakota. Former Chilliwack Chiefs star Jordan Kawaguchi is playing college hockey in a state that borders Saskatchewan, and naturally he's been touched by the news from Humboldt as well. Beyond that, however, he had some insight into last week's NCAA Frozen Four, as the champion University of Minnesota Duluth plays in the same conference as Kawaguchi's Fighting Hawks. We started out on the topic of Humboldt and let him paint the picture of how it's impacted his team in the last week.
It's a tough time for the hockey community. You know, we at North Dakota. We have a couple guys from Saskatchewan, and you know, I know one guy knew some of those guys, and I actually have a buddy that I lived with for a year. He had a pretty good buddy on that team that passed away. And, you know, anytime stuff like this happens, you know, it kind of brings the whole community together. And, you know, you just absolutely hate to see it. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, I was talking to my parents a little bit about it. And my mom, I know for sure, is pretty shaken up just because, you know, how many times we've gotten on a bus and gone somewhere without even thinking twice. And, you know, I can't imagine how, you know, friends and families of those guys are feeling. You know, they were there to have fun and play the game they love. And, you know, something like this happens, it's you know, I just can't really put that into words. It's something you don't really think about.
Yeah, I think you said it all. It's a tough thing to talk about, but you know, before that story broke, the reason I was going to get a hold of you last week was about the NCAA season, which you've just, you know, played your freshman year, and I was going to talk to you about the Frozen Four. So maybe we can spend a bit of time on that now as we move into more of a hockey-related theme. You know, a team from your conference, University of Minnesota Duluth, wins the NCAA national title. I was kind of hoping for your insight. I think you were the last team to play them before the NCAA tournament started, and you beat them, if I'm not mistaken. So what were your thoughts on their team and the fact that they, you know, kind of got hot at the right time and won it all?
Yeah. It sucks. Obviously, it's you know, we have that feeling of, you know, we just beat these guys, and, you know, that could be us, obviously. But kudos to them. They had a great team. Obviously, they had the young guys go to World Juniors, and you know, they came back, and, you know, they were hot right from then on. And they're a really good hockey team, and, you know, they played really well. You know, for us, I think we look at that, and you know, maybe our season didn't go the way it wanted to, but we beat those guys in the last game, and we feel like we should have been right there in the tournament. And you know, sometimes things just happen that way, and we'll be ready next year for sure.
So how do you think it goes, you know, after a team from your conference? I mean, they're representing your conference on the national stage. Do you think you pull more for them because they're representing your conference, or do you kind of pull against them because they're rivals?
I think you can go both ways. You know, I think some guys were kind of rooting for us to, you know, kind of keep the title in our conference, which is something, you know, our conference kind of takes pride in. But there's some guys that, you know, definitely the Minnesota guys, I think, didn't really want them to win just because, you know, it's one of our bigger rivals within our conference, and, you know, there's a lot of bad blood between us. So I think it's tough to definitely watch them raise the national title, and you know, it kind of fuels the fire for us, and you know, it's definitely tough for sure.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, I mean, it's three seasons in a row for the NCHC. It was North Dakota in 2016, Denver last year, and Minnesota Duluth this year. So looks good on the conference. I guess, you know, on that theme a little bit, how did you feel like you did as a freshman in the NCHC? I know you put up, you know, decent point totals for a first-year guy in college. Did it live up to your expectations?
Yeah, definitely it lived up to my expectations, probably a little bit more. You know, the conference is unbelievable, like the skill level and intensity, and just the overall speed of the game is incredible. You know, for myself, I think you know, my start of the year was a little bit bumpy. I had to figure a few things out, just, you know, making the transition. You know, I think probably around Christmas time I just took a step and then got a little better as the season came to an end. But you know, I think the conference is really good, and it's so hard to you know, play against the skilled guys that they have, and it just, you know, helps you get better every night.
We're talking with Jordan Kawaguchi, Chilliwack Chiefs alum, now just finished his freshman season at North Dakota. Kind of a 2-1 to finish up here, Jordan. I just wanted you to bring us up to speed on what your schedule is like now that the season is over, what you're up to day-to-day, and whether you may be able to make it back for the RBC Cup in Chilliwack in May.
Yeah, so now that our season's over, we had 2 weeks off where, you know, just kind of get our bodies back to normal, and then so now we're going to class in the mornings and workouts in the afternoons, and workouts are pretty tough right now, especially off season. Definitely the beginning of off season, you don't have to really save for anything, so you just kind of attack it. It kind of sucks for us. We watch those guys, but off season is off season, and it's kind of how we go at it every day. And I'm definitely looking forward to getting back to Chilliwack and watching the RBC. And I have a couple buddies still in Chilliwack, so I'm excited to watch them play and hopefully win our national title. It's gonna be pretty cool to be a fan instead of a player, so I'm really looking forward to it.
That was Jordan Kawaguchi from the University of North Dakota. And that will do it for the podcast this week. For all the latest from the BCHL, hit the league website at bchl.ca and download the free mobile app for any Apple or Android device. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.